Hi, Elise Castle.
Hey, Mike Jensen.
So we are here today to talk about coulda, woulda, shoulda. I always want to say woulda, coulda, shoulda, but the coulda comes first.
If wishes and butts were clusters of nuts, we'd all have a bowl of granola. That's from Strangers with Candy. Okay. Well, it's probably from other things too, but that's what I know it from.
So this originally aired August 5th, 2001, written by Jenny Bix. This is directed by David Frankel. So this is his first episode. He's going to direct the next episode and then come back for several in season six. He is the director of Devil Wears Prada, starring
Meryl Streep.
Good job. He won an Emmy Award for Band of Brothers. And I didn't know this. He has an Academy Award for directing a short film.
Great.
Which I guess is kind of how he got his start. So we have the DVD recap. At a crossroad in her life, Carrie ponders her direction and asks, "Are we there yet?" Carrie revisits a mistake from her past and realizes she made the right decision then and now. Meanwhile, Samantha loses an A-list client, while Charlotte and Trey are dismayed to learn the real reason behind their fertility, and Miranda is confronted with life-altering news of her own. Yeah, this is a big episode.
Big one.
So we'll just get started. We find ourselves at a crossroad.
In New York, that crossroads tends to be busy and very loud.
They're in Madison Square Park in Flatiron area.
They really like that area.
They do.
Carrie is 10 minutes late.
Suspenders.
Yeah.
Took her a while to get those hooked on.
I also feel like 10 minutes late is New York acceptable.
Yeah.
I think anything more than 10, you get into a gray area. When someone is more than like 30 minutes late, then I'm like, you knew you were going to be late before you left your house. You should have called me.
Yeah.
But yeah, 10 minutes late is New York acceptable. Miranda is 3 weeks late.
What? I'm pregnant. Fair
change. And I love this exchange because as it's happening, there is someone like a beggar person asking for change.
Do you want to know that I didn't know what we're supposed to refer to
either
this?
Neither did I.
I totally didn't know. I'm like, do we call them financially challenged?
Or homeless?
Like, I put homeless. I have to put heteronormative homeless guy.
Okay.
Because he thinks the Lowe's ladies deserve some nice men.
But, I mean, you know, he is a panhandler?
Sure.
Is that what they
I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know like what the proper, he is begging for change.
Yes.
He is asking for money.
He's asking for money.
But he's doing it like in the standard New York way with the have any change. And I love how the ladies respond as if like they're like, oh yeah, just hold. No, I got it. Like they're paying a check.
Yeah.
Like they're not like,
I got this one.
Yeah. Because it happens so much in New York City that I try to acknowledge every person, at least say, I don't have anything or I'm sorry, I can't help. But it happens so frequently that it just, it struck me by surprise that they were like, oh, look, I got this. You know, that they took out their wallet to do it.
Right. Sometimes I'll be like on a train and someone will come through and ask for money. And then at the next stop, they'll get off and someone will get on where they originally got on. And I want to be like, oh, someone was just here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or when they get on at the same time.
Yeah. It's constant. So, yeah. Miranda's pregnant.
Really?
No, I just thought it might be a fun thing to say.
And I mean, I guess we kind of know right away that it's Steve.
Right. Because we know
the scene in the last one.
And did you notice the background actor that walks by looks just like the guy in the mesh shirt in the opening credits?
Oh, I didn't notice
that. He like really gives a sassy saunter too as he walks by.
We reveal what I feel is always true in Sex and the City sex scenes, that there was no condom involved, obviously.
He only has one ball, and I have a lazy ovary. In what twisted world does that create a baby?
And she reveals that she's at 23rd and I'm in hell.
Yeah.
Which I like. I know I always comment on Carrie's clothes and you think it's a bit much, but what was dangling from her hair? She had like these two pom-pom things that were just kind of dangling.
Well, you know what? Did I write this here? Oh, I think I wrote it later that it is questionable what's in her hair. She has some interesting hair moments in this.
Well, this it was like a dangling pom-pom thing. Yeah, why didn't I use a condom? Because no one ever uses condoms in this
show. Not on this show. So basically, the conclusion of this scene is that she's not going to tell him, and she's also not going to have the baby.
Right.
And we can kind of deal with that a little bit more as we go along. Because we segue right to Charlotte getting her period.
Mm-hmm.
So
I was waiting when like she had the toilet paper. I was like, is Charlotte going to wipe front to back or back to front? But they didn't get that far.
Not that far.
Wanted to make sure she was, you know,
being healthy.
Where my girl's at. Wipe from front to back.
Is that a thing?
No, but it is a like made up PSA I made for health class in middle school. When we were talking about something.
You're really doing your part.
Yeah. And it was, you know, that song was really popular at the time. Where my girl's at. From the front to back. Trying to take my man. See, I don't need that. You know that song?
I don't. I probably would if I...
I think it was Destiny's Child. Like, one of their first songs. Where are my girls at? I could be terribly wrong, but Mine was where my girl's at, wipe from front to back. Because you don't want to bring that poo forward.
Okay. No. And then Charlotte arrives at brunch with tampons.
Mm-hmm. And I love Samantha's comment of, could you please move the Tampax away from my toast points?
Yeah. I guess she's having toast points there.
Nope, that's a fruit bowl.
Yeah.
Always with a fruit bowl. Yeah.
And I will say that the knowing stares between Miranda and Carrie start right away.
Yeah.
Like, they're not being subtle about, we have something that we don't want to talk about.
I mean, no one is subtle in the show about
anything.
Yeah,
that's very true. You know, Charlotte's been trying for 5 months. We also established that a woman of 35 only has a 30% chance of getting pregnant. That's a startling number.
I know a lot of people
Too. In fact, I mostly only know people that had children after they turned 35. So, I don't know.
Do you know how many times Trey and I have done it without a condom? 73. Mm. Have you any idea how much perfectly fine semen that is?
No. Samantha, rough estimate?
It's pretty funny.
I like that Charlotte's trying to say, like, I do it there, I do it this way, I do it on my head. I'm like, well, maybe that's the problem.
Though, this is the brunch talk that Samantha's now interested in.
Right.
I question her line of, like, I should have been so lucky as to get pregnant by mistake. I'm like, well, no, let's not go quite that far. Now you wish you'd, like, accidentally gotten pregnant when you were 20. I don't know if that's better than this. And then, of course, at some point, Charlotte notes the obvious eyes that are happening between Miranda and Carrie.
You're just sitting there. You haven't said a word, and you're making the eyes.
It's nothing.
You think I'm pathetic or something?
It's not about you.
What's not about me?
I cannot think of a worse time to tell you this.
Oh, man. What the F is going on?
I like that she says, what the F?
Oh, I guess that I did notice that, too. Yeah. I was like, oh, she's doing the F thing, too.
Yeah.
Because we're all ladies here.
Mm-hmm. I'm pregnant.
Steve. He only has one ball. It isn't fair.
Sure, honey, take a breath here, honey. Have a sip of water.
How could you do this to me?
Yeah, Miranda tells, and Charlotte does not react well. And then she leaves. And I guess we get into who do you tell, who do you not tell. And I guess you tell your three best girlfriends. And I don't mean you don't tell because of any kind of shame or anything like that. I just say the more people that tell, the more that know, the more of a chance that, well, I guess we'll continue to get there as we get there. But I do have some worries about how many people find out about the situation here.
I've had two. Carrie, how many of you had?
One.
And he didn't work at TJ Fridays.
No, he worked at
the saloon.
Was that a real thing?
Yes, it was. We'll talk about it when we actually get to the location. But that was a real place. And we found out that it was 1988, mm-hmm. I think is when they
said
it happened.
And I did the math. It works out.
Yeah. So Carrie is having a hard time putting a shirt on.
Shocker. Carrie walking around in a bra and a skirt. Aiden, however, has found the perfect muumuu to wear.
At least he's dressed.
Yeah.
Yeah, she wants to tell Aiden, and she for sure shouldn't.
No, he's gonna tell.
Yeah, and this is I guess is more where I'm getting to. Like, we need to keep. If you're not gonna tell Steve, you need to not tell his best friend.
Right.
So, anyways, that's Miranda, but yeah, I get a little bit nervous here. And in this moment, I have a hard time. Oh, I wrote in this moment, I have a hard time understanding Sarah Jessica Parker's problem with nudity, because she's basically naked.
Right.
Like, you can even see, like, those are. I'm pretty sure those are nipples.
Yeah.
So then I'm kind of like, I feel like we're talking about real shades of gray here, SJP.
What do you mean?
Like, Sarah Jessica Parker famously won't do nudity.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's in all of her contracts that she won't show her breasts. It was just fine. And, you know, you get to decide for you where
but
your
maybe
shades
that's
of gray
her thing.
Are.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, for sure. But I do have moments in this where I'm like, you're basically naked.
Because to be honest with you, I would have no problem wearing what she's wearing and that I wouldn't look as good in it. Or maybe I would, depending on, you know, if you like a more curvaceous woman.
Absolutely.
I would wear what she's wearing. I wouldn't want to do like a full nude thing.
Yeah, so I get it. It is a shade of gray.
But I would have like, if I didn't have a bra on, like one boob's a little bit like points one way, the other one, you know, and you don't see that with the bra.
All right. So she wants him to swear on Chanel. For the record, he won't.
And he doesn't care. Yeah. He's like, what's Chanel?
Yeah. So she tells, and he asks the obvious but dumb question.
If Miranda doesn't want the kid, can't she just give it to Charlotte?
No. It's not like a sweater.
He asks who's the guy, and mm-hmm. of course she says it's Steve, and he doesn't know.
Oh, come on! I feel like you just trapped me.
Well, I'm sorry. I had to tell you. It's all I could think about. Look, I can't even pick a shoe.
Aiden clearly has an issue with the fact that she's going to not have the baby, but she's also not going to tell the father.
Right.
And I guess the reason why this is different, because in general, My personal beliefs are your body, your choice. You don't mm-hmm. need to tell anybody that you don't want to tell. Except for Steve is still in your life.
Right.
And that's my only issue with this. And once again, Miranda gets to decide what she wants to decide. But it does feel tricky to me when it's someone who is part of your life and who is going to continue to be part of your life.
And I think maybe because I feel as if Miranda, knowing what we know about that character, will also have a hard time with that eventually.
Yeah, yeah. So that's where this situation gets sticky to me. And now with Aiden knowing and... I don't know, Aiden's comment of, like, it seems like the guy gets the shit end of the stick. I'm kind of like, well, not really.
Yeah.
I think maybe you're going a little far there, Aiden. Yeah, and then Carrie lies.
You ever had one?
No. Oh, God, no. Thank God.
Which is also her right, but it's difficult because this is Aiden. Right. So you know it's not going to stay hidden. So then Carrie's a pirate.
She's a pirate? And I feel like someone on the set should have been like, cut, we gotta fix that bandana because it's sticking up in the front, but no one does.
No, it's like, it's sort of Wonder Woman crown, almost.
Yeah, and they're looking at a Birkin bag.
And I guess we do establish that Birkin and Hermes are the same company.
Yes, Birkin isn't a company. Birkin is the style
of bag that Hermes does. Gotcha.
Because
that is a Hermes headscarf that she's wearing.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, you can kind of see the writing.
I was just taken aback by that bandana and her street talk.
That's not even your style.
I think it's really funny.
I was watching this with my roommate, and when she went into her Carrie street talk, he looked at me like, whoa, and I was like, don't worry, we talk about this on the podcast, how it's like so terrible.
See, in this case, I think it's really funny.
What does she even say?
That's not even your style.
It's just not even, I don't know.
I think it's very
problematic,
very funny.
In a sense.
I think it's hilarious. I'm okay with it in this instance.
We weren't okay with it on the rooftop with the...
I guess it's because she's talking directly to a person in that one that felt weird to me. Where I'm like, why are you like... It's like when I speak to a British person and I find myself like putting on an affected language. I'm like, Mike, don't be an asshole.
Madonna?
Well, Madonna's Madonna. So that bag is $4,000, which should be a crime.
I think it's more now.
Oh,
I'm
that's
sure
insane
it is.
To me. I can't even.
And there actually is a waiting list for Hermes bags. I mean, there was at that time. I don't know if Birkins are the same. Carrie's brooch could be a weapon. She has like that peacock brooch on that has all those like things sticking out of it. I'm worried if she looks down, she's going to poke out her eye.
We find out that Carrie's going to go with Miranda.
Mm-hmm.
So Samantha here mentions it's not something you put on the dorm activity board. So I guess we're establishing that at least one abortion she had was when she was in college.
And also at this point, Carrie's bandana has been fixed.
Yeah, I did notice that.
That's why I thought
I
was
like,
okay.
Go with one or the other.
Yeah.
I lied to Aiden about having one. I don't know. It just kind of came out. And the thing is, I think he seemed relieved. Relieved that he could still think of me in a certain way.
And I... You know,
I don't
think it's projection a bit.
Yeah, and I don't necessarily think Aiden was relieved by the fact that he would have judged Carrie for that. I think Aiden was relieved because he was like, I don't want to talk about any other guys with you anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, because like if that happened, if she was like, yeah, I did, it would have been probably weird for him to be like, oh, cool. Okay. You know,
right.
Like they probably would have had a conversation
like,
and talked
this?
About
it.
Yeah.
And, right.
And he's probably like, listen, you just made your ex that you cheated on me with come up to our country home and he got shit-faced and we fought and we did some light mud wrestling.
Yeah.
You know, he's probably just thinking like, okay, like, thank you, next. That was Ariana Grande.
I was going to say, brought to you by Ariana Grande.
Pop culture reference. Thank you.
So we find out that Carrie never told and that she'd have a 13-year-old child. So all the math we've already done. Yeah, she'd have a 13-year-old child. It is pretty crazy. We get to Carrie on her old computer.
But it's also not because she would have been 21, she says, I think, like 2021.
Something like that.
And that's not weird for people. How old was your mom when she had you? But you're the youngest.
Yeah, my mom was 34 when she had me.
Yeah, how old was she when she had her eldest?
24.
Oh.
Something like that. 23, 24. Mm. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, it's weird to, like, if you look back on your life and think if I had done this, I would be here now. Like, it doesn't have to be a child when you think about that. I think about that with jobs or with
anything. Yeah,
choices that I made where I'm like, wow, if I had done that other thing.
Yeah, and that's a really great rabbit hole to spin down.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I'll spend hours.
Yeah, let's go on WebMD, too, and start Googling the way we feel. So yeah, the question, there's a lot of lead-up questions, and then the basic thing is, are we there yet?
And then she gets brain freeze.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of thought
Which,
that was
when you
touch.
Get brain freeze, you're supposed to, like, put your tongue to the roof of your mouth?
Really? So, the key is anything warm. So, I learned how to chug frozen margaritas. And the way you do that is you have a glass of warm water next to it. And you drink the frozen margarita until the brain freeze starts. And then you drink the warm water and it immediately gets rid of it.
Why don't you just drink it, like, at a relatively fast pace?
Because I was at work, Elise. Oh, I had to get a move on.
Oh, sorry.
Not my current job.
We don't have a blender.
Exactly. So, yeah, Samantha has lunch with Lucy Liu.
Yay.
For a publicist like Samantha, the road to success was paved with stars. Case in point, lunch with Lucy Liu.
I had no idea you were from New York. I'm a total New York City girl from Queens.
I really do actually love Lucy Liu.
Lucy Liu, what was ER?
No. Ally McBeal.
Sure.
That was
Same
her big
era.
True. Yeah, that was her. Ally McBeal was her big breakout. And then, of course, she was in the Charlie's Angels movies.
Of course.
She is currently on a TV show called Elementary that will be wrapping up in its next season.
Is it about school?
It is Sherlock Holmes.
Oh.
It is modern day Sherlock Holmes, and she plays Joan Watson.
I want to be a detective.
So, yeah, so she's from Queens, and she's looking for honest representation.
Okay.
And that's kind of it.
Yeah.
And we have a whole thing about, like, her last Golden Globes dress was not all that.
And she's like, I didn't think so either. And then she grabs a check to make sure Samantha tips well because she was a waitress. 25%. Yeah. Very nice.
Very nice. That is very nice. Good for you, Lucy Liu.
Do you know what restaurant they're at? I didn't.
Oh, you know what? I don't know what restaurant they're at. So we get back to the Birkin bag.
It's a $4,000 bag and a 5-year waiting list.
That's insane to me.
I think that was...
But what is the point of waiting 5 years for a bag? Is that bag going to still be cool in 5 years?
I don't know. We'll find. I'll do some research
on this. I think
that's
crazy to
me. And I'll post some links for what I find.
So she mentions Lucy Liu.
Mm-hmm.
Basically lying.
And he's like, I'll talk to Francesca.
Yeah. So we get to Park Avenue. And Charlotte is making a doctor's appointment.
With Dr. Peck.
Miranda is also making an appointment.
With Dr. Genya.
Very good.
And Samantha is calling Francesca.
Yeah, she sees a random person with a Birkin, and she freaks out on the
phone. Because that person looked common.
Well, and to be clear, she kind of did.
Yeah, but however, by this, like, 2019 standards, she looks cool. Like, she looks like a sassy Kardashian.
Okay.
Like, in, like, sportswear. In, what's Kanye's brand called? Yeezy. She looks like she's in Yeezy clothes. You guys, I have a confession to make.
What's that?
Mike knows this, and I'm going to share this with my friends. I am obsessed with the Kim Kardashian Hollywood iPhone game. I don't pay for anything on it. I just use up my energies, and when they're gone, I wait for more. I actually have a gift box to open today to see what's in there. I don't watch the show. I'm sure you're not shocked by that. I don't really know anything, but I'm on the A-list now. It's a big deal. And I just got married. I have a wedding dress that I won't take off. Because it was $9,995. But that's all I want to say to you. So, yes. And Samantha is blabbing on the phone. And I like that she goes, is Hermes French for we take our effing time?
What if it was?
Yeah.
What if she was like, yes, ma'am. That is what Hermes is for.
Elise, you're going too slow. Hermes.
Lucy Liu is a big, big fucking star. And she wants that bag. Is Hermes French for we take our good old fucking time? Thank you so much.
So Carrie arrives home and is startled by Steve.
Because she's in a Britney Spears Baby One More Time outfit.
This is where I wrote that I can't tell what Carrie has in her hair.
Oh, it's a side pony hair extensions.
Is it?
I think she just has like full hair extensions.
Okay. It was like, I couldn't tell if it was a scrunchie.
Yeah.
Because we still haven't gotten to the scrunchie yet. But it's a very odd hair piece that she has there.
Yeah.
And Steve asks about Miranda.
She's good.
Yeah, Carrie's not super cool in this scene.
Hey, she must be pretty busy that day, I guess.
And then she sort of like grabs Aiden and pulls him aside.
Did you by chance look up the barking dog luncheonette?
It's highlighted right here.
Oh, great.
I was going to look it up. Oh, yeah. So it is closed.
It was a restaurant.
Yeah, Upper East Side.
Okay. Do you think they paid for that or maybe Aiden liked that restaurant?
Maybe. I wonder because it's...
John Corbett.
Because you know Pete's.
Right.
Because their slogan is like, come sit, stay.
Okay.
And this just says sit, stay. But yeah, it was a real place on the Upper East Side.
Okay.
Which would have been very close to where... they are right now.
And we're talking about that because Steve's wearing a shirt that says the Barking Dog Luncheonette. And on the back, it says sit, stay.
Yes.
And I like that he refers to her as Chief.
Yeah, and I actually really like this whole conversation. It's kind of, it's heightened, you know?
She's like, you told him!
And then she's like, listen, I can tell the secret, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, all of this, and like, he's probably listening. And then he has this thing of like, he thinks that she should tell, and her, I put Carrie gets a little crazy.
Yeah, a little.
But I think it's really funny. I super enjoy her performance in this scene.
You know, we should not be having this conversation with him out in the next room, so just go. Go. Listening.
What's bugging you?
Nothing.
It reminded me, like when he said, hey, Chief, it reminded me of the deli by my house. Every time my roommate would go in, he would be like, hey, miss, how are you? Hey, miss. And I would go in, he'd be like, hey, boss. I'm like, what? what do I get boss? I'm a lady.
So we get to Miranda and Carrie getting pizza.
I love pizza.
Me too.
That pizza looks good too.
Well, it looks common, but like in a good way. Like sometimes I miss just getting like a slice of cheese pizza.
Yeah, us normies can do that. Yeah.
There's one place in the Upper West Side that I can get slices of pizza. Miranda's on a wait. Miranda's also on a wait list.
Mm-hmm. In her Troop Beverly Hills costume. Shelley Duvall.
Good job.
Thank you.
And her doctor doesn't do them, so, you know, no judgments, but... And then Carrie reveals that she told Aiden.
You seem to have pretty strong opinions about the guy having a right to know.
You know, I didn't think this could get any worse, but haha, it has.
Which, I'm kind of like, Carrie, don't, like, ugh.
You're really, you and Aiden, yeah. Like, silent partners. Yeah. You are not silent about anything. Yeah, and Carrie talks about how she had one. She met the guy at the saloon, and they had drinks at the tunnel.
It's funny because she calls it the tunnel, and then it's referred to as just tunnel later.
Did you ever go to the tunnel?
No, I think the tunnel had closed before I moved to New York. So Tunnel was a nightclub in Chelsea, 220 12th Avenue, in the Terminal Warehouse Company Central Stores building that is now part of the Chelsea Historic District from 1986 to 2001. So it was open when I got here, but
You weren't cool enough. They probably didn't let you in.
I was not cool enough, for sure.
Yeah. Now I'm supposed to think about what I'm doing to Steve?
Well, wouldn't you want to know?
No! I don't even want to know, and it's me!
There's no way I'm telling Steve. He'd want me to have it.
Was this moment spoiled for you? Or was this a surprise? Was this scene?
It was
you posted this right, moment.
And that's funny because I didn't realize I had posted the moment until I went to start the episode. And my roommate was like, why is this episode always already halfway over? And I was like, I don't know. I remember that moment. What does she say? Like, I'm having a baby. Let's have
pizza for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so but I didn't know anything about it, and I didn't know what was going to happen.
Gotcha.
So I wasn't like completely spoiled for me.
Right.
There's a lot of things like that where like, you know, I haven't seen, it's been 20 years that the show's been on, so I've heard things, and people accidentally, even that listen to the podcast, will send me spoilers. I try not to read them, like they're not doing it intentionally, right. But, or someone will tag me in something on Facebook. So there's little bits of the show that I hear about, but I don't know where they tie in or how it pans out or anything like that. So no, it wasn't necessarily spoiled for me.
Forget my life. I'm having Steve's baby. Pizza for everybody!
Now, the doctor spoke too soon. Part of me's like, what, doctor?
Yeah, she's like, everything looks great. You're having a great... Oh, never mind.
No, spoke too soon.
It's
you're dying.
Terrible.
Yeah. Kind of like, all right, maybe get your shite together, doctor.
Yeah, it's like whenever I go to my dentist and they are like, everything looks great, no cavities. I'm like, oh, perfect. They're like, hold on, we're just going to use this light and test for mouth cancer. And you're like, oh, you know, and like, don't tell me about that light.
Yeah.
Just say...
Oh, I just did a thing with the light. Yeah.
It just means it's going to be that much more difficult for you to conceive naturally.
How much more difficult?
I'd give it a 15% shot.
Do you know that I totally spoiled this moment for you, like, in season one? And almost spoiled it for everyone listening, but caught it in the editing?
Oh, why? What do you say?
There is an episode in the first season where Charlotte goes to, like, I don't know if it's a tarot card reader or psychic... And she's told that she will never get married.
Uh-huh.
And I, in the episode, am like, yeah, this is when Charlotte finds out that she can't have children. But then I edited it out and it was all fine.
Oh,
but
I was like,
oh my gosh,
it.
I can't believe that I just said that in this episode.
Oh.
Anyway. Sorry.
Idiot.
Glad you don't remember that. So we get to Charlotte walking home and almost running into Miranda.
She just turns around and walks. Yeah, she does the Mike Jensen run.
She just changes directions. Miranda's kind of like...
Mike told me that there's a whole period in his 20s where he would just run away.
I have many friends that will attest to that.
Yeah.
That there was a solid
when he was ready to go
years.
Home, he did like an Irish goodbye with a twist.
Yeah. They'd be like, where do you want to go next? I'm like, oh, okay, I'll meet you across the street. And then they would start to cross, and I would just turn and run as quickly as I could to the train station.
I love it so much.
I don't like saying goodbye.
First you don't return my calls, and then you pretend not to see me on the street? I'm sorry about this whole thing, but it's not a personal attack on you. It was a mistake.
Miranda, I really don't want to talk about this.
This is hard for me, too, you know? And it doesn't make it any easier worrying that you hate me because you think you can't get pregnant.
I can't get pregnant.
If I can, you can.
No, I can't. I just came from the doctor.
And it is an emotional moment.
It is an emotional moment. I also like, though, how Kristen Davis turns the paper the correct way to show her. It's a really quick moment where she holds up the paper for Miranda to see. Mm-hmm. And then Kristen Davis notices that it's upside down and she kind of like turns it.
And the thing is I understand both of them where they're coming from. Like, I understand being Charlotte and being like, listen, I can't talk to you about this right now.
Right. And Charlotte wanting to be alone.
I'm just going to walk a little way behind you in case you change your mind and want to talk.
No, I'm okay.
Charlotte walked all the way home. And even though she never turned back, she knew Miranda was behind her.
So Lucy shows up for dinner.
With the Birkin.
Samantha tells her that she paid for it.
Well, there was a 5-year waiting list. Blah, blah, blah. I used your name.
The PR rep from Hermes called and told me my rep yelled fuck at her at least 12 times.
Lucy's not pleased.
No, pretty much that relationship doesn't work and Lucy takes the bag.
Yeah, Samantha tries to cover. Lucy knows she's lying. But I do like that in this moment, TGI Fridays gets another shout-out.
Yeah, I just was like, why all the hate on TGI Fridays?
Yeah, so I think this is kind of making up for that.
Okay.
If I was as bad an actress as you, I'd still be serving onion rings at TGI Fridays.
So Carrie revisits the saloon. So yeah, the saloon used to be at Lincoln Center.
Hold on. Gonna gloss over the fact that she's with a parasol walking down the street in an all-white Louisa from Fantastic's dress holding a parasol.
I am gonna gloss over that, but you can talk about it all you want.
That's all I have to say. No one else needs a parasol. She is apparently really wanting to live her Oliver Twist life with a parasol. Carry on.
So, the saloon, yes, the saloon is at Lincoln Center. It is now where that Bed Bath & Beyond and Lululemon are, but they completely demolished the building
right,
and
yeah.
put in, yeah, so that's where the saloon was. I did go eat there long, long ago. They do not wear roller skates anymore, but once upon a time,
oh, really? they did.
Yeah, they
okay.
really wore roller skates if you worked there. I know someone that worked there, or maybe there's an actor that's done an interview that talked about working there and being in roller skates. And then Richard Kind has, like, an interview where he talks about how he couldn't, or I think he got a job there but refused to wear the roller skates.
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
Yeah, it seems like a terrible idea.
Do they have, like, benches for you to sit on?
It was a cute space. I mean, you see it here. That is really what it looked like. So Chad is still there. His actor's name is Josh Burrows. Sometimes he's Josh Burrow. Sometimes he's Joshua Burrow. He's currently on The Ranch.
Okay, it's on Netflix, I think.
Yes, I believe so. Yeah, he does not remember her.
No.
And he says that he never went to Tunnel, and he calls her Sherry.
Hey, was I at least smart enough to try something?
No, you were the perfect gentleman.
So it's sort of that moment of like, okay, maybe some things are better just left in the past.
I stayed in 1988 just long enough to realize I had made the right decision.
So we get to the waiting room. I do think about filling out those forms. Those forms are always very intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, is anyone in your family allergic to anything?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I don't know.
I write on every single one of them that I'm allergic to sulfa, which I don't know if I am, but as a baby I was. And I just remember my mom always writing that. So then I always write it now.
What's sulfa?
I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know. I just know my mom always wrote it when I was growing up. So I write it and I don't even know if I'm right.
Do you suffer from headaches, allergies, diabetes?
No. Bad judgment with old boyfriends? Yes.
I think I can write that in.
They talk about the scary age.
Yeah, 43 is Miranda's scary age. Carrie's is 45. I wrote mine was a long time ago.
Yeah, I don't know if anything gets scarier, but... Yeah, it's interesting because you see Miranda's wheels turning here. Like, is this the right thing to do?
Yeah, it's
like,
rough. I don't think that anyone claims this would be an easy decision.
Is this my baby? I mean, what am I waiting for? Sweetie, do you want to leave?
And Miranda says, no,
no.
I need to do this. But the scene is sort of left with, is this my baby?
Mm-hmm.
And Miranda goes off to the doctor's appointment and we cut to Miranda's apartment.
With
Charlotte arriving with flowers.
Samantha propping her up with a pillow,
yeah.
Charlotte arriving with flowers. And I'm thinking in my mind, when this happened, I was like, she didn't have it. I know she didn't have it. And I don't know why I knew it, but I just knew it.
I thought some flowers might do whatever it is flowers are supposed to do in a situation like this.
Yeah, I felt the same way about Entenmann's lemon strudel.
How you feeling?
Pretty pretty freaked out. Charlotte, I didn't do it. I'm keeping the baby.
And I like Charlotte's, we're having a baby?
Yeah, well, I think it's that moment of how is Charlotte going to react? Like, yeah. Is she going to be jealous? Is she going to be mad? And then of course not. Of course, in the end, she's so happy. And they're having a baby. And
they slice into that Entenmann's lemon cake. And full disclosure, my roommate, he said I could say this. He's like, you can fully talk about this. He has an Entenmann's cake problem.
Okay.
Where I am not being sarcastic. There is a new Entenmann's cake in our apartment at all times. When this popped up on the screen, there's no cake in house. He was like, I need to get cake. He has gone through the whole entire catalog at this point. And I don't think it's because they're particularly his favorite, but they're what the deli sells.
Yeah, they're right there.
Yeah. The banana one's pretty good. I think a lemon, like, coffee cake would probably be great. The party cake isn't my favorite.
I used to like Entenmann's coffee cake.
Yeah,
for
I think
sure.
Like the Entenmann's cheese Danish.
Oh,
that
yeah,
one's,
yeah,
that
yeah.
one's probably the best. He used doesn't bring that one home a lot. I don't really eat them because I'm just like over them at this yeah. point, you know.
So Carrie is late meeting Aiden.
10 minutes late? That's a charm of me.
Here she is.
We let the table go. It'll be a bit of a wait.
We'll be at the bar.
Fine, I'll put your name on the list for the bar. There's a wait to wait.
We'll be outside.
Aiden threatens the hostess with physical violence.
Don't forget us.
He really does. He gives her like a little like yeah. fist shake in the air.
Like he doesn't, it's not her fault that the tables are taken. She can't just make another table, Aiden.
Yeah, so Carrie admits that she lied and then she lies again and mm-hmm. then she lies again and then she lies again.
What's with all the lying?
I'm afraid you're going to judge me.
And yeah, are you judging me? And this is where she says it must be nice to be the guy sometimes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the guys don't end up with the shit end of the sick, for the record.
Right. She says that there was no condom.
Yeah, because there never is on this show.
No.
And then their table is ready, and this is where Carrie tells Aiden that Miranda's keeping the baby, but he still can't tell Steve.
And life is what happens.
When you're waiting for a table. Yeah, it's a big episode.
Mm-hmm.
A lot happens here, or we're setting up a lot, I should say.
Right.
We didn't really deal with Samantha's new job. We sort of went from the hotel thing into the Lucy Liu storyline.
Mm-hmm. I think that was just to talk about a Birkin bag.
Yeah, I guess so.
Like maybe they had some sort of product placement with
yeah,
this.
Yeah, it seems like
sure.
maybe with Hermes in general, which is yeah. why with the scarf and all that. But yeah, yeah, it's a good episode. I remember the night this came out watching it and feeling like HBO and or Sex and the City had sort of pulled their punch, that they had kind of lost their nerve, that we were going to show a woman making the decision to end a pregnancy, and that they kind of lost their nerve or thought, no, we can't do that. We can't go that far.
I didn't see it as that because I don't think, I mean, maybe, like, I don't know. I didn't watch it at the time, you know? But I kind of saw it as like the other two women, it was, they discussed it openly, like Carrie and Samantha. So I don't know. I thought that was kind of big, that they were just like, yeah, this thing happened. And they weren't, yeah. you know.
Yeah, I agree. And I can look at it now and see that, like, all sides are being represented. And I don't think that the, you know, it's that thing of, we're talking about it in terms of a TV show.
Right.
Because we're discussing a TV show. And I have to believe that whatever choice you make is the right choice for you.
Right.
And you get to make that decision. So in every sense of it, I'm not, like, I wasn't upset by the storyline. Right. There just was that thought of, like, I wonder if they felt like they couldn't go through with it. And I'd be curious to know what the actual thought process was.
Maybe. I kind of thought, I didn't think of it like that because I thought, okay, they want to do this to further the Steve and Miranda
Well,
thing.
And for sure, you know, this is going to have to take us into some interesting places.
Right. Because I thought if they were going to chicken out, or what? How did you say it? I don't remember.
I think I said pulled your punch
yeah,
or whatever.
If they were going to do that, then they probably wouldn't have brought it up at all.
Yeah, and I guess it would be such a different storyline if we mm-hmm. then had to deal with a world in which Miranda
right.
had gone through with it and had not told Steve.
Right.
And, like,
we'd
where's that going to lead
yeah,
us?
Yeah, we
that,
probably just wouldn't have
that
Steve.
That would be harder to make comedy out of, I suppose.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess I couldn't help but wonder why they hate TGI Fridays so much. They got some real good breadsticks and mozzarella sticks.
TGI Fridays is where I went for my 22nd birthday dinner.
That's where I went for my 21st birthday. That's where everyone in my college went for their 21st birthday.
I had a very unusual 21st birthday celebration. I went to a friend's house who didn't know it was my birthday.
Oh, this is so Mike.
And I hung out at their pool. And then at some point, they were like, what do you want to do tonight? And I was like, well, it's my birthday. And so we went to Red Robin. Yum. And I had one drink. I had my first drink ever on my 21st birthday.
And your last drink ever.
And my last drink ever. It was an electric watermelon, I believe is what it was called. Mm-hmm. I was terrified that it was going to interact with the Excedrin migraine I had taken earlier in the day. Mm-hmm. So I had one drink and then went home and that was it. That was my not raucous 21st birthday. 22nd, however.
You discovered it didn't fuck with your Excedrin migraine. In the words of Fergie, let's get this party started.
So I guess I couldn't help but wonder how Carrie possibly thought she could tell Aiden and that was not going to be a terrible idea.
There's a lot of things Carrie does that I don't think is real good.
Well, can we talk about that for just a second?
Yeah.
Because I was thinking about that as I was listening to a recent episode. And I was thinking, I think that the conundrum with Carrie, because we were talking about how I loved her when I first saw it and thought she was perfect and now have issues, which led us to talk about how other people have kind of come to the same conclusion. Here's what I think is the Carrie conundrum. I think that we all want Carrie to represent us. I think we all want Carrie to make the decision.
We all want to be the Carrie.
It's absolutely true. We all want to be the Carrie. So when Carrie does things that we wouldn't do or that we don't like, we get mad at her about it.
In the world of Carries, be a skipper.
There you go. So I'm perfectly up for discussing every character's flaws. And
except Skipper.
Except Skipper's, because he was perfect. Except for you hated because he said milk.
Oh, now you just fixed it. You said milk because you wanted to prove a point. You don't say that. You say milk.
I say milk.
All right, whatever.
You Moving. Say and.
And, yeah, I do. And,
So anyways, that's all that I wanted to bring that up because, once again,
Ben was the perfect character.
Ben was the perfect character, I guess.
And then Carrie smoked in his fridge. Yeah.
So that's all. I just want to put out there that, I think we put a lot of pressure on Carrie.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. You can visit us at wecouldn'thelpbutwonder.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Instagram, all at wecouldn'thelpbutwonder with no caps, no spaces, and no punctuation, and Twitter at WCHBWpodcast. You can follow Elise at Evie Castle and me at MikeJensen77. Special thanks to Patrick Hines. Make sure you check out theaterpodcastproductions.com to see all the work that he does. We would love it if you would share this podcast with someone. Put a link on Facebook or tell a friend. Take a moment and rate us on Apple Podcasts, or even better, write a review. And don't forget to change your settings to play in sequential order. Join us next week for Just Say Yes. Madonna wins. That bag is forced.
She shouldn't have won that Evita award.
It's so dumb. I'm going to cut that out. You're just saying it to provoke me. Mm-hmm. And then I love that Miranda follows her.
Yeah.
And that,
in a not creepy way.
In a not creepy way.
I would have liked if, every step you take was, underscoring this.
Would you have liked that? Uh-huh.
I don't know.
What's sulfa?
Sulfa, I think it's in things. It's probably a sulfur compound.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know. I just know my mom always wrote it when I was growing up, so I write it, and I don't even know if I'm right.